This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Ed Robb is sheriff of Albemarle County and former state senator. He joins us live in studio. I'm so glad you're here. We've been talking about doing this forever, and I'm so glad we finally found a good time to do this. Well, Thanks for coming in.
Well, that's right, Coy. I'm grateful for the opportunity to come in and to visit with the audience that I've grown to love over the last year since 1990 when I left the FBI and got involved in politics. And so it's great to be here tonight.
Wonderful. Let's see if we can. I always like to start with a 101. Tell us about yourself, where you're from, a little bit about your history, your personal history.
Well, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, born 1937, so that makes me pretty old. I was a teacher and football coach and wrestling coach in Warren, Ohio, after I graduated from Teal College in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Always wanted to be an FBI agent. So by 1969, after serving some time as a deputy sheriff in Warren, Ohio, as well as teaching and coaching, I was given the opportunity to become an FBI agent. And through the FBI, got transferred here to Charlottesville by 1971. We've been living in Batesville. For my family is happy here. Three youngsters, all of them older than you, Coy, I suspect. My oldest son is 47, and then the other one is 44, and a daughter who's 41. Of course, they probably wouldn't like me giving their name, but their ages over there. But anyway, we've loved it here, and I was graced. I mean, it's been so wonderful to live here. It's a beautiful place and wonderful neighbors, and I, you know, certainly am never going to leave here. And I retired from the FBI after a very great, fine career, and ran for the state Senate in 1991 and defeated Tom Mickey, who was a 23-year incumbent, and defeated him back then at a time when Republicans were on the rise, and along with George Allen and others. There was eight of us that swept into the Senate of Virginia. And
and that was the prelude to Republicans taking the Senate.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I served in the Senate and was very active and spent a lot of time working on committees and commissions and boards. And I felt like I did a good job. And Emily Couric came along and ran a tremendous campaign. She was a great candidate in a super campaign, and she defeated me by I carried the entire Senate district except for the city of Charlottesville and lost that by 2,000 votes, lost the election by 2,000 votes.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was an exciting time, and frankly, you know, I was devastated at the time by that loss because I felt like I was doing a good job. I was devastated, and but picked myself back up and went on back to work, and was lucky enough to, after a lot of hard work, to become elected sheriff. And in 1999, took office in 2000, been sheriff until now. I'll finish my term on December 31st. And it's been a great run. I've loved it. I mean, I was better suited, I think, to be a sheriff than I was anything else. And, you know, it's my career. I've been involved in law enforcement for 44 years. And
yeah.
So I've had a lot of experience in that, the good and the bad and the ugly.
My guest is Ed Robb, sheriff of Albemarle County, former state senator. Phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question or just want to say hello to Ed. Let me ask you about your FBI career, because I know clear this up, because you often hear rumors, the movie
Donnie Brasco.
Brasco with Johnny Depp. What is that connection between your career and that movie?
Well, in 1979, I got sent to Florida as an undercover operative dealing with the Gambino family of the mafia out of New York. Set up a undercover operation there, and I became essentially the recording secretary of the West Coast Cartman's Association, which was run by the mob. And also I became a bouncer in a a club, a gambling organization that was in a penthouse apartment in Florida. And anyway, I started in February of 79 in that operation and became accepted, if you will, by the mob and down there. In 1980, March of 1980, Joe Pistone, using the name Donnie Brasco, my name was Tony Rossi. Donnie Brasco using the name, his name was Joe Pistone, Joseph Pistone, another agent. He, using the name Donnie Brasco, came to Florida to work with me to further the undercover operation. By 1981, July of 1981, we shut down that entire operation. And what you saw, the movie, anybody that saw the movie Donnie Brasco, Tony Rossi was not a part of that movie. TriStars that made the movie paid me very handsomely back then to produce the movie that would star Johnny Depp in.
Did they just sort of take both of your work and then collapse it into one character?
Well, yeah. And what happened was that TriStar said two things. Number one, I was still an FBI agent when that movie was first started. Joe Pistone left the FBI in 82, and I stayed and went on to do another major undercover operation called Pizza 2. For which I got named the FBI Agent of the Year for the nation by the Attorney General's Award, the highest award given to any agent in the nation. So I stayed in. Joe Pistone left, wrote the book, made the movie, and I stayed. I'm glad I did. In any event, but he made all the money.
Yeah,
but that's all right. I had a great run. Anyway,
now is it naive of me to think that it must be terrifying to be undercover in the mob, or was it really, or was it just going to work, or were there really moments of terror?
Oh, no, it was 24/7, 365. I mean, it was full time. You know, my wife and family will tell you that it was. I became Tony Rossi and played the part and carried all Tony Rossi's, identification terrifying. Yeah, there was some tight times. There were some times when I was very afraid, fortunately, and paranoid. And, but that fear and paranoia, that's what keeps you alive,
have to be paranoid to do the job.
You have to be alert and aware.
And
make sure you don't make mistakes that get you caught and identified. The worst thing that can happen is you get identified as an informer. That's the worst thing that can happen. And there was occasions where, again, the paranoia begins to set in the longer you're involved with these guys, and you begin to think that they are playing you and they know really who you are.
Oh, gosh.
And so there was some interesting events. And of course, there's a book written about my life in the mob. It involves seven different undercover operations that I was involved in, starting in 1972 and concluding in 1986 when I did the last one.
And what's the title of the book?
It's Friend of the Family. It's been on Barnes & Noble has it, and they still have it, and Amazon.com, all this, so forth. But I'm not selling the book. A lot of people over the years since it first came out in 2002 locally have purchased it and have brought it by my office and get me to sign forth. It's been I think it's a good book. Of course, I would,
But, right.
But
Ed Robb is my guest. Sheriff of Albemarle County is stepping down from office at the end of this calendar year and will be succeeded by a man that you endorsed.
Absolutely.
Chip Harding, captain of Charlottesville Police Department. Tell me about your thoughts, just to change gears here, your thoughts on the recent elections here.
Well, I think that it was a lot of surprises, needless to say. I was very surprised to see the Commonwealth Attorney's race that turned out the way that it did. I know that Jim Camblos worked extremely hard. He was out there door to door doing a lot of handshaking and so forth. And that's an office where you don't make a lot of friends. I mean, you make tough decisions, and sometimes those tough decisions you really have difficulty defending them. But So I was really surprised to see that. I wasn't surprised to see Chip Harding win the sheriff's race, frankly, because all the sheriffs for the past 40 years, including myself, George Bailey, and Terry Hawkins, all endorsed Chip Harding wholeheartedly. And you know, we all worked hard to see that Chip got the got elected. And I'm not going to say anything unfavorable about it. I mean, you know, that's another decision I made back in back in 1996 when Emily Kirk, 95 when she actually defeated me.
Right.
I made a promise to myself that I would never say anything ever again that was unkind, that reflected unfavorably on my opponent if I ever ran for re-election. I did, and I never did after that. And I'm
That's a good code to live by, I think.
Yeah, and I made, as a matter of fact, with Chip and Larry Clater this time, I made them both promise me before the election, or before they started really campaigning, both of them promised me that they would not say anything unkind or disrespectful about each other, and they didn't.
They didn't.
It was a very clean race.
I think we can all be really proud of what they did.
I too. And you know, and I think that, you know, you constantly hear about how people don't like negative campaigning. Well, I agree they don't like negative campaigning, but these pundits and these counselors and advisors and campaign managers,
they love negative.
They love it. They love it.
Yeah, yeah, it works.
Yeah, they exactly. But yeah. But I'm really glad that Chip and
Larry, they did a wonderful job.
They didn't do that, and the Sorensen Institute, I understand, gave them an award.
That's true. They won the Expression of Ideals Award for representing what is the Sorensen ethic of bipartisanship and positive campaign focused on the issues. They both shared that award this year, the 2007 Expression of Ideals Award from the Sorensen Institute at UVA.
Yeah, I was, I was just really glad that I felt like I played a little part in that, you know, in the sense that I basically insisted that neither one that would do that, anything that was unkind.
Ed Robb is my guest, Sheriff of Albemarle County. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Kent has been waiting patiently on line one. Kent, you're on with Sheriff Robb. Go right ahead.
Ed Robb, this is Kent Mills. How are you?
Oh, hi, Kent. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I won't say how many years we've known each other, because you've already gotten in trouble by giving the ages of your kids on the air. But anyway, Ed, I just want to thank you for all the things you've done for the state of Virginia, and thank you for being a friend for so many years. But my real question is, because I know you, what is the next career?
Well, you know, first place, I've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm involved in behavior identification with the Academy Group, former behavioral science people from the FBI Academy. We have a organization that our office is in Manassas. So behavior identification is really reading nonverbal communications and identifying deviant individuals before they get involved in doing something that's illegal or somehow damaging. And this is, some would say, well, that's profiling. Well, it's not profiling in the sense that you're making judgments based on what people look like as far as their race or their clothing or any their religious belief or anything like that. But it's reading nonverbal communication. The Israelis are past masters at this. They've been doing it for years and years and years. And what we're doing as Academy Group, we're bringing that into the educational programs, like the University of Virginia. We're working with them to put together a program to teach human resource folks as well as law enforcement people.
So you're still involved with the Bureau then?
Well, yeah. These are all retired behavior science. These are guys and gals that have been going back to the 70s when I was working with the behavioral science unit at the Academy. I was teaching as an adjunct instructor at the Academy about behavioral science matters, particularly that which I focused on undercover operations. and the psychological effects of long-term undercover operations. So that's how I got into this.
Yeah. And, well, you'd certainly know that.
Well, I've been at it a long time, but yeah. The Israelis might call this behavioral assessment. We call it behavioral identification. It's what it really is, nonverbal communication. I'm looking across at Coy Barefoot right now and reading his and nonverbal communication. and it's pleasant. It's fine. But you can read these nonverbal communications and with skills. The problem is to articulate what you see.
Yeah.
And so behavior. Human resource people particularly have a need for this kind of training. So that's what we're doing.
Good. That's the next mountain to climb then.
That's the next mountain.
Kent, thanks so much for the call.
All right, Ed. Good luck.
Thank you, Kent. I appreciate the
call. We only got a couple minutes left and probably not enough time to get into it. We may have to have you back on. Well, we will have you back on. Can you tell us what Project Lifesaver is? Because I know this is something that's near to your heart.
This is really an important program. Project Lifesaver involves providing a tracking system for individuals who have, whether they're autistic kids or Alzheimer's victims. The people who tend to wander away, get lost. What we do is we equip them with a transmitter about the size of a watch, and then we have receivers, meaning the sheriff's office has receivers where we can triangulate and pick up the signals that are sent from the device that's on the victim. And locate them when they get lost. And this is an international program, Project Lifesaver. And it's for us, it's growing. It's growing bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where, and we're using a lot of reserve deputies to work on, because we have to change the batteries in these devices once a month.
So you got to go out and find these people.
Well, it's the caregiver. It's mainly a program to provide relief for the caregiver, comfort. And I know, Coy, I know you have a youngster that has autistic. Yeah. Now, about we have 9 clients. Six of them are autistic kids that had a tendency to wander away.
Yeah, very common. See the locks on our house on the inside. I tell you what, it's very common. You hear about it all the time of a child with autism who just wanders out and wanders into the street. They find them on the highway or they find them dead in the woods. It's just awful.
And, you know, so we've been working with and one of our volunteers is, that's what her main job is, just basically to focus on making sure that this program is aware, everybody in the community is aware that we're doing this program. And we, our Crime Prevention Through Education Foundation, a foundation which I started in 2002, it's a 501c3, that foundation actually pays for the devices. And as well as the batteries.
So if folks are listening and they might be interested in learning more about that, they can just contact your office.
The sheriff's office. You know, we've been advertising, talking about this for a long time. We have brochures out there and so forth. Or you can contact the Alzheimer's Association. We have a partnership with them with JABA. You can contact WINA, and I'm sure that we'll get the word. But we just want to identify people who need help. And I've learned from Chip Harding that, you know, he intends to keep this program in place
and
so forth. And it's not dwindling. It's not getting less. It's growing. And we're looking to, now. And, of course, the foundation will exist long after I'm no longer sheriff. I'm on the board of directors of the foundation, Crime Prevention Through Education Foundation. This is the foundation that actually finances these things.
So. Ed Robb, Sheriff of Albemarle County, thank you for your service to this nation and to Virginia. And I know you're not done yet, but we really appreciate everything you've done for us.
Well, thank you, Coy, for having me on. I'd be happy to come back again.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.